you know who I am. Say it. Don't you know who I am? I'm always reminded when I hear that of the beleaguered check-in desk clerk at an airport, or somebody who's coming up, bumptious, self-important, wants to upgrade for free. Don't you know who I am? And I love the story I heard of the very calm, very measured person behind the desk. She pressed the intercom buzzer on the tower. And just very calmly said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I have someone at my check-in desk with amnesia. Please come forward and help him find out who he is." Well, that's me. My internal check-in desk. Every time I get to a stage in my life when I want to change things, I want to make a new journey, I want to upgrade, I go to the check-in desk, my internal check-in desk, and I've got my ticket. This is where I want to go. And my internal check-in clerk says to me, "I'm sorry, you're not booked on this flight." And I say, "But don't you know who I am?" Madam Contest Chair, fellow Toastmasters and welcome guests, I am a dreamer. I'm sure many of you here are dreamers. I dream that I can play the clarinet like the greatest jazz clarinetist there ever was, Benny Goodman. But really, I can't. In my mind, I dream and I fantasize that I sing like the great Luciano Pavarotti, the greatest tenor the world has seen in modern times. But really, I can't. For anyone who knows of Luciano Pavarotti, you can see the only resemblance that I have to Luciano Pavarotti, and it's not here. It's a bit lower down. And incidentally, not knowing who I am, have you ever looked in the mirror and wondered who's looking back at you? Well, recently, I looked in the mirror, and I don't know, does anybody here remember Only Fools and Horses? Yes. I looked in the mirror, I thought, "My God, I'm Uncle Albert." What I would like to do tonight is tell you two little stories. One right at the beginning of my young adulthood, where I found a piece of myself, and then proceeded for the next 30 years to carry on looking for it and not quite finding it. And how last year I started to rediscover who I am. First one, going back to the age of 17, and I was playing the clarinet in a youth orchestra. And I was sitting at the back, and we were doing a piece by a German composer from the 19th century called Karl Maria von Weber. Great composer, and he wrote an orchestral piece, an opera called Der Flaschitz. And in it, as a clarinetist, I had four notes. Now, I was the only person playing. It was a clarinet solo, and everybody else had stopped. And it went something like this. Resonating. Everything was lined up. My posture was right, my breath was right, my lips were right, and the sound just vibrated through my head. And when I stopped playing, I just noticed that instead of carrying on with the phrase, the whole orchestra had stopped. And the oboist sitting in front of me turned round. Her name was Nicola, I remember that. She turned around and said, David, that was the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. I immediately fell in love. But that's another story of disappointment to be told at another time. Second story. Last year, I was challenged. Can you sing Ness and Dorma? And of course, in my head, I can sing Ness and Dorma. But in reality, not so much. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to. I'm not Pavarotti. I can't be Pavarotti, but I can be me. So I set myself a 6-week challenge to learn Ness and Dorma. And I learnt it, and I sang it in front of an audience, of a specially invited audience, of people that I know would support me. And I thought, instead of singing in my head, I'm going to sing out loud. And in this very room, in front of about 50 people, I sang Ness and Dorma with a piano accompanist, very badly, but I sang it out loud, not in here. So I stopped being a dreamer and started being a performer. I started being on the outside, just on the inside. But what am I telling you? This can really help you. Because the question you have to ask yourself before you do it, do you know who you are? What are you going out there to do? Are you going to sing in your head? Are you going to be a footballer in your head? Are you going to go out there and kick the ball into life's playing field? Madam Contest Chair, fellow social ministers, ladies and gentlemen guests, do you know